For as long as there have been droughts, human beings have looked for ways of changing the weather. Rain dances, animal sacrifice, cloud seeding. Enthusiasm for weather modification ran high about 30 years ago, with many claims of success. Even today, there are at least 66 projects around the world designed to increase rainfall and cut back damaging hailstorms. The National Academy of Sciences has just finished a review of the scientific evidence, and the report released today finds that no one has been able to figure out if efforts to change the weather actually work. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Weather modification experiments in the United States really got going in the mid-1940s. Michael Garstang at the University of Virginia says it all started when three engineers from General Electric discovered that a load of silver iodide, properly delivered, could produce a dramatic effect on an icy fog bank.
They could fly an aircraft over this fog bank and literally cut a rectangular hole in it where they treated it. So there was no question that in that case, what they were doing was demonstrable, repeatable, and provable.
Silver iodide really could turn clouds into liquid water, rain. Before you know it, small planes were flying over, under, and into clouds to seed the clouds with silver iodide crystals. People doing this work swore that they were either increasing rainfall down below or diminishing the size of hailstones. Farmers loved the idea of more rain and less damaging hail.
But as time went on, no proof could be produced. And as no proof could be produced, it began to polarize the scientific community. For those who believed it and those who believed it could not be done or was not being done.
Garstang says the enthusiasm for cloud seeding has faded over the past 30 years, but it has not gone away. One place you will still find cloud seeding operations is Texas. Dale Bates runs the Texas Weather Modification Association from the city of San Angelo.
If you look at a map, we'd be between the E and the X, real close to the center.
In 1995, Bates and his colleagues convinced the state, as well as local water districts, to give them some money to try cloud seeding operations. They bought a small fleet of planes. They fly up into the clouds. The pilots light off flares to sprinkle trace amounts of silver iodide into the clouds. It only seems to work when a thunderstorm is brewing.
We're seeding, and yes, we think we're helping these ranchers and farmers. And the cities, because the city that I live in right here is, we're running out of water for about 150,000 people.
Bates says he can't prove that the cloud seeding is actually doing anything. That's because it's impossible to say how much it would have rained if they hadn't done anything. And he blames the scientific community for not developing serious research tools to get around this fundamental problem.
In 55 years, with enormous sums of money spent on research, the only thing that anybody knows for sure is that silver iodide makes more ice in a cloud. So we didn't get real good value for all of that, is what we're saying. So there's no place to hang your hat here.
The National Academy of Sciences now agrees that it's high time to build that hat rack. Michael Garstang, who chaired a committee on the subject of weather modification, says new weather radars and computer systems have changed everything.
We are now at the threshold in which we could take these tools and essentially resolve some of the problems which block our progress, which we could not resolve 30 years ago.
And with 2 billion people worldwide in need of water, Garstang says it's well worth the effort to figure out if weather modification can actually make a difference. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.